She's back. She's in studio and we are excited. Dr. Portia is here. And of course, it's all things health talk. So stay tuned. We speak about obesity in South Africa. That conversation is coming up next. Doc, compliments, compliments, compliments. And like you said, 2020 thrive.
Indeed, it's 2020 thrive. Mm. And compliments again. It's our first show.
It is. Thank you so much for coming back. You know, we speak about something really serious today, and we said this off air. It's a growing problem that we've got, obesity in South Africa.
Indeed. I was just, you know, few days ago, I was having a talk with some of my patients, and I said to this few gentlemen, I said to them, half of your problems are caused by your abdominal fat. Umkaba wako is causing half of your medical problems.
Yeah.
And if we can solve half of those problems by you eating well and you going to gym or exercising, then we've solved your hypertension, we've solved your diabetes, and we've solved your issues with sleeping. How one would ask me, how is sleeping affected, doctor?
Mm-hmm.
When you have a big stomach or big belly, to make it easy for listeners, it compresses on your diaphragm. Your chest is now pushed up. Everything now is pushed up.
Mm-hmm.
When you're lying flat at night and sleeping, it causes your neck to be a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
And then you snore. And then you have moments when you're sleeping, you can't feel your breath. And that's what we call obstructive sleep apnea. And one of the ways to prevent that from happening is you losing that mkaba, you losing that weight. And once you lose that, at least you are free from having heart attacks, you're free from having heart failure, you're free from having kidney diseases, you're free also from having infertility problems. One would say, how is infertility related to me gaining weight? Let me put it simple for you. The fat hormones, make it easy. Fat hormones in your body, when you become fat as a man, your testosterone, we call it aromatization, it changes and it becomes estrogen. And when that happens, now you're having more of a female hormone in your body than having a male hormone, which is the testosterone that helps you be fertile as a man, then that is affected. And that's affected, then you will try having a baby and that will be a problem. And later maybe your doctor, the specialist that you'll see, will tell you that you need to lose a little bit of weight. It stems out from there. So there's so many things that obesity affects our men and both our females.
Yeah.
So basically, look at your abdominal fat. Does this abdominal fat tell me that in the next 10 years I'll be here? Does it tell me that I need to do something? And if you have to do something before you're diagnosed with the risk factors that comes with being obese.
I really want us to touch, you know, stigma. She was live, guys, so forgive us for that. We're having a lot of fun behind the scenes in the studio. I really want us to touch on the stigma that comes with being a big person, especially in our black community. Uve bandu wena Dr. Portia bathi no unemali, that's why abamkhulu so. You know, even now where you have that pride, oh, to know a skinny person is not somebody who has money. How do we stop stigmas like that? Because I think those are some of the things that contribute to obesity in South Africa, where we say, no, it's normal. It's an indication that this person has money.
I think that is more of in the olden days.
Yeah.
Now in the times whereby we are more informed, information is out there. One can tell, even if they're not a medical doctor, that person's weight gain is going to give them health problems.
Yeah.
And one can tell that this lifestyle that you're living is going to lead you to sicknesses.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as we're not vocal on things that are helping, things that are, you know, people don't say it out. We all know when you are consuming so much alcohol, if you eating so much of fatty foods and around people, in as much as they can see that this weight gain has to be related with money, at the back of their mind, they now know that this will contribute in this person dying at a younger age. Because why am I saying that? It's because we are losing so many people due to lifestyle problems. Now this is alarming. Back then, people would say, "Ustudla, it has to do with money."
Mm-hmm.
But now we have seen, we have lost a lot of people. COVID-19 has opened our eyes that comorbidities such as obesity, that you become it at risk of so many problems, as we have seen it with COVID. It has opened our eyes that, you know what, you need to go to gym and do something about your weight.
Absolutely.
And something that has been in literature now, there's also a risk of having so many cancers that are found related to weight gain, related because once you have this visceral fat or fat in your body,
yeah,
it shows that there's constant inflammation that is happening. And when there's constant inflammation, even the ongoing process of having new cells that are forming, new mutations that are happening, mutation that's cancers that are happening,
mm-hmm,
it is prone because of the fats that we have. Breast cancer in itself, obesity has a role in it. Colonic cancers, when you're obese, you're at a risk of that. I don't want to say insulinomas, if you have diabetes, you're in so many cancers that you're at a risk of having.
Mm-hmm.
So obesity in itself, it's something that we need to speak about it. In 2024, last year, the theme from WHO was basically on the pandemic of obesity,
yeah,
in developing and developed countries. I believe in 2025, we will still be continuing looking at things that we can do to curb this problem of obesity. I mean, you can see now there's even trends of people using Ozempic, reason being,
yes,
trying to move away, trying to maintain their body weight. It's the right way, 50-50 one can say, but there's also ways of losing weight, healthier ways of losing weight other than now going the medical route. But if you've tried and then you want to go the Ozempic way, it's still okay,
mm-hmm,
as long as you're not continuously gaining that weight.
Speaking of Ozempic, anyone is selling Ozempic now, and is that dangerous? You know, is Ozempic not something that's supposed to be sold by a medical practitioner?
It definitely has to be sold by a medical practitioner. And also, we have to look at a lot of things. We have to look at, before prescribing your Ozempic, are you already having diabetes? And
yeah,
for that, we need to check your HbA1c level. That's a test that we take to check if you have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to check, you have to go through monitoring your body mass index. We need to weigh you before we start you so we can see the progress of it. We need to check your kidney functioning. Are your kidneys fine enough for you to be subjected to this type of insulin?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't just prescribe it like you're prescribing sweets. We need to check,
sure,
those things. So if people are buying it in back doors, I mean, that again, it's also a health problem.
Yeah.
But the right way to go about it is your doctor, a physician, or your family physician, having a look and assessing your body weight, assessing other risk factors that goes with being obese.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not only just about your weight. What does your weight has contributed with? How is your lipid profile? People say, mafutha emtimbeni kangakanani. We are able to check that, because having high cholesterol in itself, it's also a risk of having problems with heart attacks, with even having strokes,
sure,
and also heart failure. So my biggest concern is that in my province, Mpumalanga,
mm-hmm,
as a doctor here in Rob Ferreira Hospital, I'm treating a lot of young people struggling with diabetes, struggling,
yeah,
with hypertension, struggling with heart failure. And we can do better with limiting the salt restriction of the food that we eat, limiting the number of takeaways that we're having as young people,
yeah,
limiting the alcohol intake. We're not saying stop alcohol, but the way people are consuming alcohol, it's no longer about entertaining themselves. It's,
mm-hmm,
more of,
you're torturing yourself.
Torturing yourself.
Yeah.
You can't be drinking alcohol Monday to Monday,
yeah,
Saturday to Sunday, every weekend. Alcohol has so many effects, also contributing to lomkhaba, lesikhuluma ngawo, contributing to diabetes, contributing to liver diseases. So I'm concerned. I speak today on Rise FM. I'm very concerned about young people and obesity. And I am hoping, as we're starting this topic at the beginning of the year, we look into this thing, our lifestyle. If we fix the way we live our lives, we're not saying we are perfect people, we're not,
yeah,
going to have that pizza, we're not,
yeah,
going to have that hamburger,
yeah,
but you know what you put inside your body will reflect on how you look.
How do we do better, doc? Because I mean, we've got kids and our kids look up to us. Really, it's monkey see, monkey do. You know, and if we are obese, our kids are going to end up being obese as well, because they eat what we eat. So what are some of the lifestyle changes would one have to make if they realize that I'm gaining a lot more weight than I wanted to?
It begins with knowing what measurements you need to do.
Okay.
Firstly, we have what we call a body mass index. The formula is very, it's not that difficult. You have to calculate your height and also your waist circumference. And then when you've calculated that, if it's above 30, then that just tells us that you're already obese. So if you're below 30, then they still, you fight that you do not become above 30.
Yeah.
So if you're above that, above 30, the measures that you can start with, look into what you eat every day, the times in which you're eating. Because if you're eating late at night, you need to give your stomach time to digest the food.
Mm.
But if your stomach is still active, doesn't it, when you're sleeping, your stomach needs to be in your parasympathetic mode.
Yeah.
But yours is very active. Those are the things that contribute and you also gaining weight. Secondly, the type of diets that we're in. Some people they tend to take keto diet. Others go for intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Those diets do help in losing weight. You can join one of those, but also again, speak to your doctor, speak to your dietitian, and dietitians are available. Thirdly, not everyone can do it. Exercising. Find an exercise routine that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
People have indoor workouts that they can do. Secondly, people can go for walks. You can run, join a running club.
Mm-hmm.
You can, there's various things that you can do.
Absolutely.
In adding to our kids,
yeah,
what they can do. Enroll your child in a school whereby sport activities are important, are prioritized. Kids don't only need just only them to be always studying. They need to take breaks in between, be involved in hockey, running,
mm-hmm,
soccer, something. Your child has to be doing something. The days of being couch potatoes, watching things on YouTube, watching things on TV, we are killing our kids. We are killing a generation. We're having a generation that we are an obese generation.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do better based on our lifestyle. Abagogo bethu, they live longer.
Mm-hmm.
They live longer. They bask in the sun and they get vitamin D. They lived longer. They drank natural water from the rain.
Mm-hmm.
They lived longer. They ate food that they planted. Not everything that was eaten by Abagogo bethu was processed.
Mm-hmm.
Limit on the processed food. Lukushem, ingaka, all those mipito, all those food, you can still eat that. You cannot be always be eating meat, cheese, bacon, pizza. Change in between. You gotta eat the vegetables, the vitamin C you get in carrots, the pineapples that you get. It's good for your skin. It's good for your gut health.
Yeah.
It's good for your bones when you eat all the, when you have exposure to the sun.
We always say, you know, I would die for my child. How about you live for your family, live for your children?
Mm.
You know, Doc, just before I let you go, because we have run out of time, I just want us to warn our listeners, because we live in an age of social media, digital, you know, everything is digital. There's a lot of things that we see on your TikTok, for instance, Ozempic.
Mm.
There's a lot of health tips that people are giving us, people that are not qualified to give us these health tips, that we take into consideration, and we start taking all of these things that we probably shouldn't be taking and may be a danger to our health. What do we say to our listeners? Just to say, guys, be careful of the things that you guys see on social media.
Let's say shortcuts will cut you short, firstly. The reason why we are going for all the surgeries, we're going for all medication to lose weight, is because you're looking for shortcuts.
Mm.
This has, when it comes to obesity, it's for you to lose weight. It's a process. You're not going to think about, today I'm losing weight and expect it in the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks, you've cut in 20 kg.
Yeah.
Be realistic with yourself. In as much as it is easy to gain weight, as the older you get, it's much difficult to lose the weight.
Mm-hmm.
But be patient with yourself. The reason why we end up taking all the advices on social media, taking advices from people who are not health experts, it's because we're looking for shortcuts. We're looking for solutions. But remember, forgetting that you only have one body.
Mm-hmm.
You get to take those tablets. They affect your liver or damage your kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Then that is also a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You take all this diet that might not even work in accordance to your blood type group. You eat certain foods that don't go in with your type, blood type group, yeah. it also becomes a problem. Yeah. You end up stressing that you're losing money with all the products that you're buying, and stress in itself end up contributing in you gaining weight. It becomes a virtual cycle. So for us to end the cycle, bear in mind you can lose weight. Positive mindset. Tell yourself, I have a goal for myself in 2025. Mm-hmm. I do not want to be part of a statistics of people who are struggling with obesity in the world, not only just in the country, in the world. For me to live longer, to increase my mortality, I need to do something about my weight. And the easiest way is from diet and also an active lifestyle, exercising. The people who are running around the street, people who are going to gym, these people are not crazy. Mm-hmm. These are people who have realized that they need to take a decision when it comes to their health and want to live longer, mm-hmm. and want to be productive. Because mm-hmm. when you're sick, when you're big, you're less active in where you're placed in the society. Mm-hmm. If you can't walk a certain distance because of your weight, you're less active at work, you're less active even in your household. If you're a married woman or married man, if you're gaining so much weight, you become less active even in places like your bedroom. Mm-hmm. You're less sexually active to even maintain your household. So it affects not only just your health in itself, even your self-esteem. Yeah. The moment you start losing weight and fight the obesity, we also have a generation of people who have less issues with depression, yeah. less issues with self-image. Yeah. We're not saying we're all going to be the skinny or a certain body type, but we need to be underweight, at least your BMI less than 30. My BMI and yours and how we measure won't be the same because we're not the same height and we're not the same, we don't have the same waist circumference. Mm-hmm. Only aim to be less than 30 and always do regular checkups. Yeah. That will help you.
Doc, let's park it here for today. Thank you so much for coming. Compliments again. And I think just to end it off, very simple, your health is your wealth.
Yes.
You know, so take care of yourself before life takes care of you, Tab. So, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
That's Rise FM.
Here at Rise FM, while we like making winners all the time, we have competition terms and conditions. From the day you've won anything on Rise FM, you cannot win another on-air competition within 90 days. Playing fair and giving everybody a chance. Rise FM. Mpumalanga. Azishe.
In the next hour, Appreciation Tuesday. Who do you want to appreciate today? 072-885-7702. Tell us who it is, why you're appreciating them. Let's call them on air. And let's call you and say whatever it is that you want to say. Pour your heart out. Valentine's Day is coming. Do the right thing.